Good evening, friends. I come to you this evening to share a reflection from today's happenings. Let us pray. Almighty God, this morning we were reminded of the events that took place in Mount Golgotha, and we are still amazed at just how much you love us, at how much you gave of yourself just to redeem us. And in this evening, Lord, we ask that you continue to reveal yourself to us, that we may understand just how deep, how wide, how long is your love for us. It is beyond measure. And as you do that, Lord, help us to testify. In Jesus' name, amen. We find our reading this evening in Mark. I'm just going to read one verse in Mark chapter 15, and we are reading only verse 39. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry, and saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Friends, the event of Jesus' crucifixion took place in the era when Caesar was honored and worshipped. He was referred to as God, Son of a God, and Savior. This was because of the peace that he had brought throughout the Roman Empire. And this is what we call the Pax Romana, which lasted for a period of about 200 years. And this peace was maintained through war, justice, and victory. And one of the instruments that was used to maintain this peace was to crucify any persons found to be in political insurrections, you know, treason and so forth. And anybody who pretended to be above Caesar or of equal status with Caesar would then be crucified, and that would send an example, a message to others. That is why when one was to be crucified, he would be forced to carry his cross, and on the cross, the offense that they're being crucified for would be written so that anybody and everybody would know and never do what the person has been crucified for. And so today we witness Jesus being crucified, his cross being in the center, on the right, on the left, with other two criminals. But what is important is that as Jesus hung on the cross there, he said the words that we listened to this morning. And the last word which Jesus said as he hung on the cross was, "Father, into your hands. I commit my spirit. And the verse that he just read, it says the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus when he heard Jesus cry and how he died, he said, surely this man was the Son of God. A centurion was a soldier, was in charge of other soldiers. And as you know, these were Roman soldiers, and their loyalty was with the Roman emperor. But as he witnessed the events that took place there, Matthew tells us that there was an earthquake, and everybody who was there, who witnessed this, was terrified. And as people were terrified, something happened. Even when Jesus died before the normal expected time, that is 6 hours, when in normal times a person would take longer, some days to die. But when they came to Jesus, they found that he was already dead. And one of the soldiers stabbed him with a spear on his side, and water gushed out. And Mark tells us that the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. But something about this centurion, he witnessed Jesus' death, and he had in mind that I'm a Roman soldier, and I've been brought up knowing that Caesar is God. He's the Son of God. He is the Savior. But there at Mount Golgotha, at Calvary, who stood before him crucified, was one whom he believed. He came to believe at that moment that that was the Son of God. In the midst of everything that had happened, the humiliation, but his understanding was changed as he sat there listening to Jesus. All the words that Jesus uttered, they became a sermon to him that indeed, surely, this man was the Son of God. And I like what Angela Hunt says in her book, Reason. When Clavius, who was Tribune Cohortus at the time, when he had gone to see and finalize the work on the top of the mountain, when he looked at this centurion, Angela tells us that he was crying because he was convicted in his heart that this was a righteous man, that he should not have died. And he had tears in his eyes, because when the gospel of Christ comes to us, when the gospel of Christ reaches us, the soul that has been trapped in sin, the soul that has been trapped in disbelief, is freed and comes to confess and believe that indeed he who stood crucified is the Son of God. And I'm wondering today, as a country, when we are at what I term the first of the 21 days, because last night we heard that the initial lockdown of 21 days has been extended with 2 more weeks. When we find ourselves facing this disaster, as the people who were at Golgotha faced the disaster, the earthquake, when they faced the darkness that covered the earth, but there was this man who, out of everything that was happening, as our hymn says, near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star shed its beams around me. And I was wondering that perhaps this time of the coronavirus is not the time that love, that divine love, that light that was shed on this centurion, that it is shed even for that person who today still believes that there is no Christ, there is no way that a man would die for others, because he came to seek and to save the lost. Christ came and died so that we might be united, reunited with God, so that God-humanity community could be restored. And even today, yes, even today, there are people who still come in faith and say, indeed, Jesus was the Son of God. For who amongst us would give of himself just for the salvation of others? And I pray that the wonder of the cross will continue to work in our hearts. In spite and despite everything that we are going through as a nation, we may continue to trust in the Son of God, who says, I love you. And then when you ask, how much, Lord, you love me? And he says, come with me, walk with me. And he leads you to the top of the mountain, and you find him with outstretched arms, and he says, this is how much I love you, irrespective of what you had previously done. And it does not matter what you will do, but my love for you remains the same, because I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And I pray, dear friends, that just as the centurion witnessed and testified, we too can testify and say, yes, this was the Son of God. Yes, this Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, this Jesus, not Caesar, not anybody, but this Jesus is the Son of God. This Jesus is my Savior. This Jesus is the Savior of the world. May God bless you. Lord, we thank you that you came being love, with love, and loving us, you gave of yourself. Help us, Lord, therefore, as we have come to know this love, that we can be able to tell and share with others that Jesus is the Lord, that even during our darkest moments, even at this time, yes, even at this time, you are still Lord, you still care, and you are God who journeys with us. And you say to us, be still and know that I am God. Through your testimony, I will be exalted. Now and forevermore. Amen. Friends, be blessed. Bye-bye.